by studying the history of Zionism, we can convince people. But I think that just denouncing it without explanation isn't that helpful.
As you study that history, you learn that people, when the country of Israel was formed, people like Albert Einstein said, I don't want anything to do with Zionism. I won't be the head of the country, as you've asked, and so forth. Well, in any event, this is Jim Lafferty, along with my co-host Michael Smith, and we're interviewing at the moment Professor Alan Wald from the University of Michigan. Well, Alan Wald, sadly, we are just about out of time, but I would like to hear any brief final thoughts you have on the topic we've been talking about today. And most assuredly, please let our listeners know where they can find some of your books and writings, websites, whatever you might direct them to that would be helpful in them understanding the topic we've been discussing today.
Well, I mean, I think the first thing I would like to conclude by saying is we do need to organize and fight back. Collective action is the answer. Individuals can play a certain kind of role, but the political movement on the left has changed a lot since the new millennium with social media and so on. And we do see a lot of people participating simply by tweets and by Instagram and also, you know, by snarky remarks. And so I think we need national organizations that can unify people around clear political demands, and the demand should be against the U.S. government. And also on institutions with investments in the Israeli state. And of course, the demand should be to immediately stop funding and work for a permanent ceasefire and a just solution. I'm certainly not against people showing solidarity with Palestine and, you know, carrying Palestine flags and stuff like that. But the movement itself has to make demands on the government. And we need to promote also things like the BDS within that framework, the Boycott, Divestment, Sanctions movement. And we have to carry out educational activities about what is anti-Semitism really, and then the fact that it's growing on the right is the problem. And we have to train people to clearly and competently explain to the public what is Zionism, not just shout slogans. I think we also need to have a clearinghouse of lawyers that can defend the victims of repression and organize defense committees nationally and unite people. I think Palestine Legal and the ACLU are doing some of this, but I haven't really seen it on a local level, but I haven't really seen a national effort. Then there's the global dimension. I mean, there are people in different countries with the same kinds of concerns. We have to figure out ways to link up to these movements in other countries. I've been on a few Zoom meetings with people in England and Western Europe, but I think there has to be a lot more of that. And on the other hand, we have to discipline ourselves. It's not helpful for people to do individually disruptive things. I mean, sometimes you can disrupt in a clever way. And of course, there are circumstances where, like, if, you know, Netanyahu were to come to the United States, yeah, you'd want to disrupt that. But some of these small-scale disruptions are not helpful. And we know that just one or two people acting poorly or with a terrible slogan, you know, like we need more October 7th against Israel or something, you know, Israel deserves October 7th. I mean, that's not very helpful.
I appreciate what you've just said. Would you please then quickly tell us where people can learn more about this, find your books, find your writings and so forth?
Well, I've been writing articles for the Journal Against the Current, which gets circulated. They appear on Portside. I said some were just published by the British Labour Party, the Jews in the Labour Party, and stuff like that. I mean, they circulate on the internet. If you look up the topic and the name, you know, I tend to rely on 972, on Al Jazeera. This is good stuff in the London Review of Books. I like Adam Schatz's writings. There's a lot of good stuff out there. And, of course, the Rashid Khalidi's books are terrific. There are a number of Palestinian scholars who are doing great stuff on this.
Thank you, Alan Wald, for being with us today here on Law and Disorder. It's been a pleasure to talk to you, to listen to your ideas and your views, and we encourage our audience to follow up with as you have suggested.
Okay, thanks. Glad to talk to you guys.
Visit us online at lawanddisorder.org for archived programs and links to many of the issues we discuss. That's lawanddisorder.org.
The Department of Homeland Security was created in 2002. Trump has appointed Kristi Noem, the governor of South Dakota, to be its new head. The DHS has consolidated previously separated departments and brought into a single sprawling entity 22 pre-existing agencies. It became the nation's third largest government department. Today, it has a budget over $100 billion and employs 250,000 people. Every danger is now conceived as a threat to, quote, homeland security. As governor, Neer sent South Dakota National Guard troops to Texas 8 times to fight what she called the...
People say our country is facing polarization like never before. At Inform Your Community, we're on a mission to change that narrative. We believe that even in disagreement, we can find common ground and work towards solutions with respect. At Inform Your Community, we know the best way to talk about difficult topics is to talk about difficult topics. We're here to educate, bridge gaps, and encourage dialogue by providing engaging, welcoming, and meaningful events that discuss the timely civic issues that matter to you most. At informyourcommunity.org, we foster an environment of civility and respect. Here, we value productive dialogue over hostility and strive for understanding. To learn more about a movement that believes in the power of respectful discourse to heal our communities and address crucial issues that you care about, please visit informyourcommunity.org. We have a motto at Inform Your Community: civility, not hostility.
Baby, I'ma let you let it sink. Hey, thanks for listening to the Dream Suite with us. Those are some songs that we've been enjoying recently. Up next is a mix that our friend and station alum DJ Mushu made. Please enjoy.
Forbes Avenue is a production of WRCT Pittsburgh. The opinions expressed are those of the participants and not necessarily those of WRCT, its members, or Carnegie Mellon University. Email questions or comments to pa@wrct.org.
Hi, I'm Richard Gordon, and welcome to Forbes Avenue here on WRCT Pittsburgh. On May 7th of 2024, I had the privilege of interviewing bassist Ron Carter, right around the time he turned 87 years old. And before I share the conversation we had, let's play a number from his catalog. This is from a 2006 record where he collaborated with guitarist Bill Frisell and drummer Paul Motion. And it's a trio version of a song that Ron Carter wrote with Miles Davis called 81.
DJ Firefly. It's time for Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. I'm starting off this show with Sonation Down Tempo Electronica. With the tune Eastern Edge, you should be able to see the whole playlist online at WRCT.org.
We'll be right back.